James Brown, I've got you. You're on the mix.
Always good with James Brown, the godfather of soul. Well, let's start out by saying there's something going on tonight.
Yes.
Because I was told I have to be here until like 8 o'clock.
I had the details and then I immediately removed them.
Okay.
It's college night.
It is college night.
Tonight.
And from 6 to 8, this place will be open. It's kind of like the library. We're free. If you want to come in and talk to us or talk to other colleges, there will be, I think they're claiming 50 colleges and universities here to talk to.
And here is the ATC building,
yes,
Advanced Technology Center.
We're at the Advanced Technology Center, Collegiate Drive. Lots of parking around us. We're the place with the upside-down roof and the big glass front.
But not the building out on the beach that's entirely upside down.
Right. No. Yeah. No. Not that one. Although that one's fun to go to. We just built our roof upside down. They built the whole building upside down. But come in here, talk to people from Gulf Coast. You'll get to tour some of what's going on here because there'll be representatives from different departments from this campus and certainly from the technology center. I will be in the digital media department, which is in the east end of the second floor. Won't be hard to find because there's signs all over about the digital media and technology on the second floor up there if you want to come by. If you're interested in WKGC and like to see where we do this, come on by and find me, and we'll come up to the third floor, and you can get a tour of WKGC's home studios.
You can peer through the glass, and you'll see everything. See the entire.
There won't be anything going on in here. I'm going to leave the lights on and bring people in.
You'll see the entire station.
The entire station can be seen in a snapshot, yes.
Yes.
That's not true. We have station all over the place. I was just up at our North Bay campus. I saw a station up there.
Oh.
So we have station everywhere. It's just because of modern technology, we're able to distribute it
widely.
Maybe
it's just me.
Maybe it's just
you. This is the only station I see. But
we have a guest,
yes.
And our guest is going to tell us other stuff that's going on other than college night here. And Heather, what is happening at NWRLS?
Well, the big event in September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Okay, if I go down there, how much am I going to pay for a library card?
A library card is completely free.
Ooh. And then if I have one of those things, you'll let me, like, take books home and stuff.
There are
you?
Tons of things you can do with a library card. Now, I want to say before we get into the library cards that this library is your library. This library is for everyone in the community. Anyone can use it. You can come in any day, any time, and participate in all of the life of the library. The library card comes in handy if you want to take any stuff home. Mm-hmm. And if you want to use our digital resources at home, mm-hmm. you need your library card for that. Mm-hmm. So to get a library card, you need an ID with a local address or a piece of mail coming to you at a local address. And you can get not just books, although we have tons of books, but you can also get ukuleles and
videos,
dulcimers,
books on tape,
DVDs, audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can get cake pans, little known secret,
mm-hmm.
and you can get ebooks,
mm-hmm.
and there are also a number of digital resources if you're a student or if you're in some kind of situation where you're supposed to look in old newspapers, mm-hmm. or academic journals. You can do that on our library website. So there's a lot of stuff.
The ebook thing you have is really cool. It's called Overdrive, and I get a lot of stuff on Overdrive. I don't actually take books home because I might lose them or forget to return them or something, and then I get a frowny face when I come in. But you can't overkeep your ebook because it just takes itself back all by itself.
No fees. It's wonderful. You can't get a fine. You just read the book.
And mm-hmm. You just read the book on your computer, your laptop, your iPad, your Kindle, whatever you've got. And if you don't know how to do that, go down there, sign up for a library card, go over to the reference desk, and some nice person at the reference desk will show you how to do that.
That's right. Now, there's one other thing that I want to say about the library that's happening right now is that the Parker Library, which was pretty much wrecked mm-hmm. in the storm, has reopened.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I had not heard that.
The Parker Library is open, and you should see it. It's gorgeous. It is completely redone. It's beautiful, and it's open. It's open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 10 to 5. So everybody ought to go over there and just check it out, because Debbie's got it all going on. It looks wonderful.
There's something that I need to say about the Northwest Regional Library Systems, and particularly the 11th Street Library. Since we were broadcasting after Michael from the EOC, you guys unbelievably stepped up to help the community. A lot of people don't know that, but the public information office at the EOC was staffed in part by you guys most of you guys that were there were from the 11th Street Library, because I recognized everybody. And came out there and spent their time working to help the community recover. As soon as you were able to get electricity and mop up your building, it became the Community Recovery Center. And we still have some of those functions going on there to this day, almost a year later. Your library is an absolutely fantastic resource for this area.
Thank you. I totally agree with you.
I know you do, but maybe Caleb doesn't. I don't know. I don't ever
see. No, it is an absolutely wonderful resource. The reason you don't see me there is because I'm here.
Oh, that's
guarding.
Guarding your desk here, so I don't get on it and mess up the show.
To make sure that NPR runs from like 1 o'clock till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to.
Okay.
So
somebody
you can
has
go
to
enjoy
do it.
The library.
I will. I'll go and enjoy the library, and every once in a while I'll say, too bad Caleb can't be here, but he's guarding the station.
Yeah, maybe, you know, check me out at Dulcimer or something.
Okay.
Or a cake pan. That'd be nice.
A cake pan. We'll bring you a cake pan.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Okay, what's
They're
up?
Themed cake pans. They're fun just to look at.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How long can I check one out for?
3 weeks.
I think that'd be nice. We could rotate cake pans.
You have to get back into your house before a cake pan becomes viable?
No, I was thinking decorally display.
Oh, you're just
going to
look at them. I thought you were going to cook a cake in one of them.
Is that what they're for?
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well,
we're going to have to
discuss. While we sort that out.
Yeah, we're going to sort this out off air.
All right, at the break.
Here's a little 11 spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Here on The Mix.